Hello and welcome to the 38th episode of the Brawl Time Podcast. Today I'm going to be doing a Dynamike breakdown. So let's get into it after a short break. Alright, so Dynamike can be obtained on the trophy road at 2,000 trophies. So he's definitely going to take a good amount of playing the game to get probably 1 to 2 weeks, depending on how good you are, like, when you start off. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely not an easy brawler. You can't just get him in, like, one day. It's going to take some work. So, yeah, he's definitely not the easiest brawler to obtain. So, yeah, just keep that in mind. So, his basic attack is he throws out 2 sticks of dynamite, and he can either hit both of them or one, depending on where it explodes and where the brawler he's attacking is. So yeah, keep that in mind. You can only hit one shot and will do half the damage. So his super is a big bomb. So it's basically like both of his sticks put together, and it just does like an extra 1,000 damage. So like, well, we'll get into the damage in a second, but it does around like maybe 1,000 more his super than his normal attack, and it's only just one bomb, so it's a lot easier to hit and has a bigger range. So yeah, so his damage is 2,100 if you hit both of his attacks. This is at max level, but if you only hit one, it's obviously just going to be half of that, so I believe that'd be 1,050. So, I mean, regardless, it's still a pretty good amount. I mean, obviously, it'd be ideal to hit both, but you're not always going to be able to do that. So, his super damage is 3,000. So, this is definitely pretty solid, especially because it's really hard to dodge. And if this super hits 2 brawlers at the same time, he gets it back instantly. So, it's really good for chaining the super, and you can definitely, like, use the super a good amount because it's pretty easy to get it back with Dynamike. So Dynamike's health is 3,900, so I mean, obviously, pretty low, not like the lowest in the game, but it's fairly low down there. I guess it's kind of like right near Brock's health we just covered, so yeah, it's a good reference. So his star powers are Dyna Jump and Demolition. So Dyna Jump's the first one. This one takes a lot more skill. Dynamite can jump when he goes on top of his attack. So, like, basically, if you're to throw his attack in front of him and then walk on top of it, it will shoot you into the air, and when you're in the air, you can't take damage. And you can use this to go over walls, jump over them, jump over water, or, like, brawlers, just dodge people, and like, you move a little bit quicker as well when you do this. So yeah, it's definitely a pretty solid star power, but it takes a lot of skill to learn how to like double jump and even triple jump. So yeah. Also, his other star power, Demolition, super does 1,000 extra damage. So this one's just good overall because he can one-shot like a ton of the brawlers now with this. Like, it's a little under half of the brawlers, I believe, with Demolition because he does like 4,000. At max level, which is really solid, and like I said, it's really hard to dodge this, and like since he's a thrower, he can throw it over walls, so I mean, it's not going to be that easy to like run away from him, because obviously if you go behind a wall, he's still going to be able to hit you. So yeah, this is definitely a really good star power, and I would recommend it unless you're a master with Dyna Jump, and then Dyna Jump I would recommend, but you have to be like extremely good to utilize it well. So now, moving on into the game modes for Dynamike. The first one, I'm going to be rating them on a scale of 1 to 10. So the first one is Gem Grab. I gave him a 4 on Gem Grab, mainly because I feel like most of the maps in Gem Grab, throwers aren't the best, and the ones that they are good on, you're going to be using Barley or Tick, because they're better at controlling the map. But, I mean, Dynamike, I guess he can be played, but most of the time, you're either not going to be using a thrower or you're going to use Barley or Tick, because I would say both of them are around, like, that top 10-ish range, maybe a little bit out of it now that Tick got nerfed. And I think Dynamike's my, like, 15th-ish, so He's definitely a little bit worse, and I mean, he's not as good as controlling, he's better at damage dealing, so yeah, he's definitely not gonna be my first pick for Gem Grab. So next up is Brawl Ball. So I'm gonna give Dynamike a 6 in Brawl Ball. So he is the best thrower in Brawl Ball because the damage dealing, like just damage dealing is super strong in Brawl Ball, and his super is like very good because one, it's pretty easy to hit multiple brawlers with it. Because everyone's always bunched up in Brawl Ball, so this allows you to like chain your supers a lot. And also as an added bonus, his super is able to break down the walls in front of the goal, which just allows you to score a lot easier. So yeah, this is like definitely a pretty solid game mode for Dynamike. I mean, he's pretty bad at like he's not the best at scoring, and also he's really bad at defense most of the time, and like his teammates are dead, so I mean he can be kind of like outplayed pretty easily, but I mean he definitely has a like solid place in Brawl Ball, and I mean if I'm paired with the Dynamike on most maps, I'm gonna be pretty happy. So next up for Heist, I'm gonna give him an 8. So Dynamike probably a top 5, 10-ish brawler in Heist. He's very strong in this mode, and that is just because out of all the throwers, he is the best damage dealer just because his super does a ton of damage, his normal attacks do a ton of damage, his reload speed's pretty good, and especially with Demolition, he can just do so much damage to the safe, like 10k just in one push. And also, he's a thrower, and since he does the most damage out of all the throwers, you're obviously going to pick him over them. So, yeah, he's just like the top thrower in the mode, which obviously is going to be a good boost for Dynamike and really help him out a lot. So yeah, Dynamike, I would say his best mode is probably Heist. So next up for Bounty, I'm gonna give him a 6. So I gave him a 6 because either on the Bounty map he's super good or super bad. So it kind of depends on if it's an open map or if there's a lot of walls. If there's a lot of walls, Dynamike obviously is gonna be like a top 5 brawler just because he can stay behind that wall, continue to deal damage, and just play like very well. But then on like the more open maps, Dynamike is just super bad because he's only good because of the walls. And I mean you don't want to use Dynamike out in an open field except against like a bull if you're good at like aiming and stuff. But yeah, most of the time like in Bounty it's long range meta, so you don't want to be in an open field with a Piper or Brock or else you'll be dead pretty soon. So yeah, Dynamike's just kind of either really good on Bounty or really bad, depending on the map, which is why I gave him a 6. So next up is Siege. So for Siege, I decided to give Dynamike a 7. So this is because he's actually pretty strong on a few of the Siege maps, especially that one that has like all of the walls in the middle. He's really good on that because there's obviously a ton of cover for him to hide and attack people from behind the walls. So, I mean, that's not the only good thing about him. Also, he can break down that wall in front of the Ike, which pretty much allows you to do 20 to 30% extra damage because the bot doesn't have to go around the wall. And also, I mean, the kind of the goal of Siege is to take out the enemy's Ike turret thing. And Dynamike's really good at dealing damage. So, if you get that robot, you can go in with Dynamike and really just get some pretty easy damage, like 10k just Dynamike alone. And also if you get really good with the Dyna Jump star power, you can start like pushing in when it's pretty low and do a ton of damage because you can Dyna Jump and the Ike won't be able to hit you, and then you can go in and just spam a few attacks before it kills you. And yeah, he's actually a pretty solid brawler in Siege. I mean, I'd say it takes a good amount of skill to master, but once you get good with him, he can be really strong in Siege. So next up for Solo Showdown, I decided to give him a 5. So this is mainly just because of how good he is when you team with other throwers. Basically because the other brawlers can't do anything about it because it's a solo mode, and if people are throwing from behind a wall where they can't hit them, it just gets really out of hand, and Dynamikes just love to team up. I mean, the higher up you get, like the more you'll see this, but like you'll always see Dynamikes have a really good win rate just because they always team up and just kill everyone. But I mean, he only gets a 5 mainly because he's pretty bad on all the open maps, because obviously it just gets wrecked when he's not behind the wall, or like you're not being smart with him. So yeah, I mean, he can be really strong in some cases, but most of the time he's not going to be great. So next up for Lone Star, I'm going to give him a 4. So I'm not that big of a fan of Dynamite and Lone Star just because he's only really good on one map, Hot Maze, which is the one that has all the walls and it's kind of like a maze in the middle. But I mean, other than that, just don't use Dynamite. I mean, he is pretty solid in Hot Maze, probably like top 5, top 10 best on it, but every other map, he's near the bottom. He has good damage, but it's kind of hard to hit his shots in an open field, and you have to be pretty careful. I mean, he just isn't that good in open fields. He doesn't have crazy range, and he's not that good at stealing kills. I mean, he can get killed pretty easily, so you have to be like really good with Dynamite and really smart with how you use him to do anything in Lone Star. But most of the time, Dynamite and Lone Star isn't gonna go well unless you play him on Hot Maze. So next up, the final mode is Takedown. So I'm also gonna give Dynamite an 8 on Takedown. So this might be kind of a surprise to you guys because they gave him such a high rating, but I actually really like Dynamite on Takedown just because a lot of the maps have a ton of walls where Dynamite can just hide behind, and then he does a good amount of damage. Like, he's the highest damage dealing thrower, so he can just sort of like pick up a few power cubes, sit behind that wall, and just kind of like disturb everyone, just like keep on poking away at them, just annoying them, causing them to do less damage. And then also when like you think it's a smart time to go in and try to do as much damage to the boss as you can, Dynamite can definitely do a really solid amount just by spamming all of the attacks. And yeah, Dynamite really solid. He can do a lot of damage. So yeah, I mean, he's probably the best thrower in this mode. I mean, Tick is a close second, but I would go Dynamite. So yeah, you might notice like any mode where a thrower is the best out of the three, they're obviously gonna get a pretty high ranking because like pretty much in every mode there's always a thrower that is good just because like of how like hard they are to deal with. So yeah, I mean, on the two modes, Dynamite's the best thrower. He's gonna be pretty high up. So now for the final thing, the Dynamite tip. So this one is his attack takes longer to explode the closer up you attack with him. So this basically means you want to be attacking at his max range, because then as soon as the dynamite sticks hit the ground, they'll explode. So it's a lot easier to aim, and when you attack up close, you kind of have to like do a bunch of calculations, like how long is this going to be on the ground? Like a second, half a second, a third of a second? How fast is the brawler moving? Where's the perfect area to aim it? And it's just really hard to like master that. I mean, I have like 500 something trophies with Dynamite, and sometimes I do struggle when a tank is running up on me. I mean, a lot of it's just muscle memory. When you're doing like close range combat with him. I mean, sometimes I can really just go off with Dynamite because of how high skill cap he is and just like destroy everyone. Doesn't matter if a tank's rushing me or not, just easily kill everyone. And then other times, like, my calculations are off and I miss, and then I can't aim my shots and like a bull just is able to kill me. So yeah, basically what this all means is just play it safe and try to keep brawlers at your max range because it's just a lot easier to hit shots. And also, obviously, it's harder to die when you're at a farther range. So, yeah, just pretty good tip. Just make sure you know that you might have to aim your shots differently if someone's approaching you up close, because the dynamites will stay, not the dynamites, the dynamites will stay on the ground for slightly longer than they would at the max range. So, yeah, that's pretty much going to be it for the dynamite breakdown. I think he's a fairly like solid brawler. I mean, he's kind of like middle of the pack, I would say. I mean, that's kind of a good spot to be. Like, doesn't really need a buff. I mean, maybe a slight one, but he doesn't need a nerf either. So yeah, I think he's in a pretty solid spot. I mean, he takes a lot of skill, so he's a good brawler to really focus on and try to master. And yeah, he's also pretty fun to play, especially when you're like in the zone with him and can just do so much damage. So yeah, that's pretty much gonna be it for the dynamic breakdown.